This is not going to define you. This is not, whether it's a failure in a business, failure is not a status. It's the process. And in this process, you need courage to keep on going.
You're listening to the Nick Vujicic Podcast, the place where you will be coached in how to turn your obstacles into opportunities, inspired to dream big, and challenged to never give up. Now here's our host, New York Times best-selling author, speaker, and entrepreneur, Nick Vujicic.
Hello and welcome back to the Nick Vujicic Podcast. I love you. Thank you for joining me here. I had a wonderful time last week talking about fear. If you missed it, it's understanding that fear actually is one of the biggest disabilities that we all have to overcome in our heart and mind. We talked about the difference of rational fears and irrational fears and how not to get hijacked and controlled by that powerful emotion of fear. We talked about facing fears. If you missed it, go check it out. Today, it's going to be an epic episode. And before we get into it, I want to thank my dear friends at Storyville Coffee that I'm honored to even mention on this program. They're a coffee that I've been subscribed to for several years. Why? Not because it's just the best coffee in the world in my books, but they share the same vision and mission in making the world a better place. With tens of millions of slaves human trafficked worldwide, they're donating towards organizations charging the lead against human trafficking with a wide range of products. Go check it out. In fact, there's a promo code that we have organized just for you. Right now, go to storyville.com/Nick and use the promo code Nick, N-I-C-K, for your 50% off discount on your first shipment order. Thank you, Storyville, for making the world a better place. And you can see my coffee mug is here and it's never leaving my table. Guys, today I am very, very sober-minded about this next thing that I want to unpackage for you. Because naturally, when you help someone in a coaching situation to face fear, now it's not just getting up and facing the fear, it's conquering those fears. What do we do when there's the wolf at the door? How do we now not just face the fear and not run away, but how do we now overcome our fear? Today, we're going to be talking about courage. What is courage? We know that on a knowledgeable level, that courage is not when you're not afraid. Courage is when you do something when you're afraid. But where do you get that courage from? You know, maybe you have put a sense of security in money and a sense of security in your ability. But now with the stuff going on, you're like, well, wait a second. What if my bank account goes down to zero? What do you do if that's what happens to you? And you don't know where the next paycheck is going to come. You don't know if you're going to have a job. Right now, the world is facing quite a lot of uncertainty. Many of us, including myself at times, feel like, well, I can have a sense of security in my decision-making processes and my abilities. And sometimes when you're throwing a curveball at life, right now, maybe you're thinking, I can't even trust my own decisions right now. Maybe you have a business partner or a friend that's freaking out. Maybe they're going to be betraying you next week because they're now panicked and they're doing a business decision in not such a healthy mental state right now, making bad decisions morally for employees, for your company, and it feels like they're betraying you or they failed you. What do you do when your business partner or friends betrays you? Some of you have put a sense of security in a loved one. What if that loved one turns around now and says, I'm leaving you? Or the one that you have put such an anchor of confidence in now passes away. What do you do when that loved one that you've put a sense of security in now is not in your life? Where do you go for courage? Where do you look for strength? That's what we're talking about. The strength that you know you don't have. How do we find that strength? What is courage? It is something deeper. And you know, the world will say, well, just look deep within. You know that when that wolf is at your door, that's shallow. It's something more. But where do we find it? For me, in my life, talk about my prison of fear. I didn't want to talk about dreaming or going to the next level or finding someone who's going to motivate me. I'm talking about something deeper. I'm talking about survival. I didn't want to live. I was afraid of life itself. For me, I am blessed to have had a loving home. That when my dad found out from my brother that I'm planning on committing suicide at a certain age, and I was crying and he came by my bedside and he put his fingers through my hair. He said, son, don't give up. Don't worry. We're here for you. It's going to be okay. For me, it was understanding that he couldn't fix my problem. My parents were not the focus of what I had to focus on because they couldn't help me. They couldn't understand how I felt. They loved me though, and I loved them. And it was actually that. It was that which is deeper, a conviction of knowing to hold on to the good of the love that we have for each other, the good in knowing that it is good to believe in hope, that despite what we see, despite what we feel, to love ourselves to a point to give our future a chance. We don't know what's around the corner until you go around the corner, Nick. Don't give up. And it was, sure, encouraging on some level, but I had to make that decision. I had to discover that conviction and hold on to that conviction that even though this is hard to go day by day, I, because of my love for my family, I decided to keep going. It was deeper. It was something more. It wasn't dependent on a person or a thing to come in my way to make everything better. And again, I had to focus on conviction in 2011, later on in my life, where I had a personal financial crisis in January 2011, where it felt like all these dominoes just started falling around me. I was doing too much. I was traveling too much. I was on burnout, just on the brink of burnout, traveling the world, and now all of a sudden, every project that I put my hands on failed, and I lost all my money. Interestingly enough, I met my wife the year before, and we started dating. My future wife saw me 12 weeks into our relationship. Nick, the motivational speaker. Nick, the one who travels the world to tell other people to conquer their fear. Here I am like a baby, guys. Like a baby. I couldn't even talk. For 30 days, I had panic attacks. For 30 days, I didn't want to see anybody. And when I could finally tell Kanae, hey, babe, I lost all my money, she said, don't worry, I'm not going anywhere. I'll get a nursing job and support the both of us. And I'm thinking, who is this woman? I want to marry her. Talk about going through ups and downs of life and true love shining through. It's not that she said, oh, I understand, baby. Oh, don't worry, I'll make everything better. It was that true love that she had for me. It was the true love that I knew I had for her. It was the focus, again, not on a person, not on a thing or a circumstance to change. It was the conviction of the greater good, the greater love, the true love of believing in oneself and each other. She reminded me of my calling. She helped me to focus back on my dream. I was born to be a speaker. I was born to go and plant seeds of hope and love through books, through a short film, through music videos, however I can. Nick was born to go and try change one other person's life. I was born to be a world-class communicator to help people break free of their prison. And it was that conviction to say, okay, I'm gonna break through this prison to go help someone else who's still enslaved, to help them find not just how to face their fears, but find their conviction. When we talk about the soul and the spirit, going back to the basics of my faith in God, in that He created me for a greater purpose and a greater good. My friends, it's all about conviction. Where will you find yours? Conviction, my friends, is the love and passion for something good. For me, my love for my family. When the wolf comes to my door and it threatens my family in any way, shape, or form, there is nothing I will not do. I will do everything in my power. I will not focus on the trial. I will not focus on the pain. I'm not going to wall over in tears in the difficulty. No, I'm going to get up and walk to the door and open it and look at that wolf right in the eye and roar back in the face of it. Why? Because of my passion and love for the goodness in my family, the good in the love that we have together. There is nothing I wouldn't sacrifice. Maybe you need to dig deep within and not put your faith or a hope in a circumstance to change, but it's in the love and the passion of your dream and your greater calling. You know you were destined for something greater. Maybe you need to dig deep within your faith to find that as well. This is not going to define you. This is not, whether it's a failure in a business, failure is not a status. It's the process. And in this process, you need courage to keep on going. But it comes from the conviction that this is not the yet. I will push through. I will learn from this. I will get through this wiser, stronger, more sober-minded, more proactive. Find that conviction. When you look at family and people, it's wonderful to know and discover love. Maybe some of you don't have that in your life right now. Maybe you feel like you have nothing to find, to hold on to. Well, that's why I'm speaking to you right now. You see, I tell people all the time, you don't need courage to win. If you're doing something for the first time and it happens the first time, I can tell you it's not really then a significant thing, because if it's easy, then it's not significant. We're talking about life issues. We're talking about winning in life. We're talking about joy, peace, love, hope, purpose. We're talking about the success of the soul and spirit in our mind. To live a life without limits is living a life with conviction. And to live a life of conviction gives you the courage to fail. Because we are going to fail. We will sometimes lose jobs. We may even lose our home. We may lose loved ones. We may get betrayed by people that we thought we could trust. But the conviction is what spurs us on. The conviction of a purpose and a love for something that's worth failing for, that's worth suffering for, that's worth sacrificing for, that's worth pushing through for. You will find your conviction. You will find that strength to open that door and roar back in the face of this wolf. My friends, find your conviction that will give you the courage to open up the bars and break through your prison of every fear. You won't always feel courageous, but you can feel convicted. Get through this. Keep going and never give up. I hope that today you will dig deep within to find conviction, where you will find the strength to keep going. You will prevail, and we will conquer every fear together, one step at a time. Thank you so much for joining me this episode. I really am so excited that you and I can have this time together on a weekly basis to keep on going. Join me next week as we talk about the importance and the keys to persevere. Love you so much. Have a great week, and I'll see you next week. Hey guys, thank you so much for listening. Help us reach as many people as possible by giving us a rating, a review, and subscribing to this podcast. Love you so much. And remember, share this with anyone you know who needs to hear this as well. I'll see you next week.